going. We're recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We've started. I watched Red Zone with my mom for the first time. Cause she had football pool. She had a football pool that she did. She actually did pretty good. She only had like 3 losses. But like it was way too intense for her. She couldn't handle it. Red Zone in general. You know how like they jump from game to game? Yeah. Too intense. She couldn't handle it.
Whenever I'm like forced into a situation where I'm talking football with a girl who has no interest in football, the first thing is always like, oh, like Red Zone? And I'm like, I don't really watch Red Zone. I'm trying to like watch the flow of the game.
Well, actually,
they don't understand.
It's weird. That's exactly how she felt, because we had to end up going to watch like the Baltimore and Buffalo game for the entirety, because she just couldn't take like how fast they were jumping back. And she was like, I just need one game real quick just to get into and understand. And I was like, all right, it's cool. I did find out my mom is very old school when it comes to football rules. She's all about players getting hurt.
Oh,
she don't give a fuck about that place.
She wants to see them face masks.
You know what she hates?
Yeah, the crazy face masks.
She hates
neck breaking.
Like, so like, you know how like say a team's up 5 and they get the ball back with 2 minutes, like with 1 minute left, and they're gonna take a knee. She hates that shit. She wants the people to run plays. She's all about like going the extra mile when there's no
to the last minute.
Run them knees.
Run
out,
up the score.
Run them knees out to the triple zeros. She was not a fan. She's also not a fan of a lot of uniforms. She didn't like. Well, our uniforms sucked.
Whose uniforms?
Not ours. I'm sorry. I keep saying ours. Commander's uniforms sucked. Those uniforms were terrible.
You are Commander. Stop denying.
I'm not a Commander's.
The Commander's uniforms are awful, bro.
She didn't like the Cardinals red on red.
I didn't even see the Cardinals.
You didn't see them stick it up?
Those black 1960s uniforms were awful.
John texted me, the black team that's playing the Cowboys is some absolute shit. That's what they looked like. All right, let's get it started.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a fold. A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know. The one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the
Rise
cut
up.
Supreme. Skating down old
ATL,
neck. Get tucked and lean. I split your spleen. As a matter
baby,
of fact, I split
up?
Your
TC,
team. No
up?
Blood on the sneaks. Gotta keep it so my
All
kicks is clean. I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beams. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and
I switched over. I finally did it, Jay. Are you proud of me?
I was done before the season started.
I was done when they walked out in that all black. And I said, this is not the team that I grew up watching. It didn't look like a Cowboy Commander. Oh, look, they're on the TV now. It didn't look like a Cowboy Commander game. I don't know what it was, but we won't talk too much about it. I just had some other thoughts on that game. Welcome to another episode of the A Bad Influence Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Taylor.
A Bad Influence.
What'd I say? The A Bad Influence Podcast?
Yeah, that's what I said. A Bad Influence Podcast.
My bad. My manager's making sure I got everything straight. He is coming live from Hawaii, one Jay Bird, and live from Miami, where looks like Drake is alive still. Drake's in Hawaii. Drake's
barely
still alive.
Made it.
I see there's no damage is done. Made it through.
On the inside.
Still looking dry. Oh, man. Well, how was you guys' football Sunday? How's your week been?
My football Sunday was tough. I lost
yes, I
a few. Lions let me down. But I had a couple good wins, so it wasn't awful.
How about you, Drizzy? How was yours? I imagine it started off pretty good.
Yeah, it started off well. You know, things were looking good. I was feeling good. And, things didn't end up good.
Yeah,
so I was really
I have
sad,
a couple thoughts
depressed.
On that game myself and how everyone's reacting to that. But we're going to go ahead and get right into it. We're going to start off with week 4 picks. Now, fellas, I did want to mention before we start, one, let's be for real, no one cares about anything else from the Thursday night game except what happened to it. So we can quickly address that and then probably move on from that game. But as far as it comes on to game of the week, we can go through the scores, talk about them games a little bit, and then we'll go give our game of the week. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All right. Well, since I brought it up, since Thursday night, Miami went out to Cincinnati. Cincinnati won, but, you know, that's not the story. They won 27-15. They had a nice win, and it didn't matter because if you didn't see it, Tua Tagovailoa. What, how is he his name? Tua. I know.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah, you keep saying it right other times. What happened to right now?
When I think about Tagovailoa. It, for some reason, when I think about it, it's like I can't do it. He had an injury the previous week that had left him wobbling as he was walking off the field. It was declared that it was a back injury. A lot of people thought it was a concussion. We discussed it about a little bit. I wasn't sure. Didn't want to cast any accusations or anything, but we just weren't sure. He said it was a back, so I believed it was a back. Fast forward to, 4 days later? We're at Thursday Night Football. He probably shouldn't have been playing, even if it was just a back injury, with that short rest and just how it kind of affected him. But he came back in the game that same day that he got hurt. And he took a hit, slammed to the ground hard, very hard.
Hard.
Crazy hard. And his fingers then locked up while he was on the ground. And there was no more movement after that. It was a scary sight. I do want to say that at first. I was scared. Like, I never knew how much that little thumbs up they give meant until he didn't give it. When he didn't give it, I was like, whoa, hold on. Like, you're not even going to, like, let us know? Like, he can't move to do that? That was a little frightening. But it turned out luckily once he got to the hospital, he was transmitted to in Cincinnati. He seemed to have all his vitals back. He was diagnosed with a concussion, and he seemed to be okay.
Mike McDaniel said, "No regrets. I would do it all over again." That's what he said.
I think the interesting part is that, you know, the NFL, I guess the broadcast, they're like trying to make an effort not to show injuries as long, but like this time they stuck around because like this was serious. Yeah, like, you know, here and there injuries or an injured player, they'll go to commercial really fast, but this guy got hit really hard and he was not moving, so they kept the cameras on him for a while.
They went to two separate commercial breaks, because I remember they went to commercial break and they came back and they were like, yeah, nah, he's still not moving, like we need to do another commercial break basically. And how do you guys feel about the Amazon Prime? I know this is random. Because I'm starting to get
a problem with it.
I'm starting to get over it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already over it.
I'm not paying for it myself, so I don't really care. I'm using someone else.
Well, I don't care about paying for it, but it's starting to glitch a little bit. It's too much going on. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a bore.
I wanted it to be 4K. I have a 4K TV, so I want it to be a 4K, and it's not. They do not have the capacity. It's only in 1080. I'm pissed.
That's ridiculous. But regardless, what are your guys' thoughts on how this situation was handled by both the Miami Dolphins, the medical staff, Tua himself, all involved? What do you guys think?
I think that the only people who really need to be taken a look at is the independent, concussion protocol staff.
He was fired.
He's fired. Terminated. I think that's probably the right decision, because everyone else is like, they want to play, and it's that guy's job to make sure that he doesn't if he shouldn't. So I actually think that Tua is not at fault. As funny as it is to say that Mike McDaniel's like, yeah, I'd almost kill my quarterback again all over again, he's kind of right, because like, it's like everyone said go. Like, we wanted to go. We wanted to win, so we did it. It's so, like, not his job to make that medical decision.
It's so weird that we're talking about it. They were just showing it on ESPN, the first original hit, and I'm looking at it, and people were saying, you don't fall down like that. And literally, and I know this is, if you have a back injury and you try to run immediately, like, the way he fell is how you would fall, in my opinion. But that's neither here nor there. Drake, how did you feel?
I think, obviously, this is going to be a long investigation. Like, probably the whole NFL as a conglomerate is going to get involved in a lot of reviews and investigations, but I mean, I'm glad the guy got fired, because that you got to do a little better than that. I mean, it also makes it look worse that he got hurt, you know, Thursday, makes him look even worse that he played and was cleared. If he had been fine, no injury, then no one would have said anything, no one would have even mentioned this guy's name. But I think there does need to be an overhaul, or at least another look and, you know, scrutinization of allowing these people to play. But that goes into the question of, you know, some of these guys' contracts are set up that if they miss games, they don't get certain bonuses and all that left and right. So a lot of these players will just say, hey, doc, just let me play. Come on, I need to make this requirement. So what's the balance between that?
Exactly. Everyone wants to play, you know.
I completely agree. And I think, look, this is a violent sport, and mistakes in this sport sometimes can be costly. And it's unfortunate that they're costly, but this one was costly. It wasn't too costly because the guy, he, like you said, Jay, when you saw it, I told you he's out for the season. You had said to me, I just hope he's not messed up, you know, drooling on himself for life. Not to make a joke. I'm not making a joke about it. Seriously, like, it looked really bad, you know. So it wasn't too costly knowing that he's all right now. But these are costly mistakes. And do I agree with you, Drake. I do think that there needs to be an overhaul look at the concussion protocol in general. At the same time, there needs to be a look. I don't know if I want to say look into, because here's the thing. What if Tua lied? Then what? You know what I mean? Like, and the thing I was going to bring up, I can't, dude, because in that point, then it's like, well, you lied to the doctor and he did what he was supposed to do. And now that guy's fired because, and they said there were several mistakes. So it could have been some other stuff he did. But if he lied about it, then should he be fined? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you, like, right now it seems like only the doctor's at fault, but I feel they just need to wait to see what happens. It's a move. It's a fluid situation. They'll find more info in the next couple months, and that might change some things. But for now, it's like the doctor's job is to make the decision of, are you allowed to make the decision for yourself?
The problem is that everyone, the social media warriors and the keyboard warriors are like, that whole Dolphins organization needs to be fined and fired. No, they don't. Like, it's ridiculous. Calm the fuck down, okay? This is a violent sport. These players know what they're getting to when they sign the contract. You know that these could have everlasting effects on your life on any hit. It doesn't even have to be a concussion. You can get a back hit that can fuck your spine up and you can never walk. Ryan Shazer, for example. Things can happen in this sport that, any given moment, it's any given play, any given Sunday, as they always say, you know, anything can happen. And I'm not saying, oh, you go out there, you know, I'm not saying he deserved it or anything, but they get the big check, they get the money, they know what they're getting into. No one forced them to play this sport. No one's forcing Tua to go out there and play. At least I don't think, you know, I don't know. I think people need to calm the fuck down for a minute and relax. Everyone thinks they're neurologists on fucking Twitter, or they saw someone tweet some shit, and they're like, oh, I know this is right. Calm the fuck down for a minute, all right? It's the fucking brain. You can't see the fucking brain from the outside. We don't know. Yeah. You can only do so much by examining a person. It's the fucking brain. There's still stuff we're learning. People have to forget. Remember, this CTE shit that we're all fine about is relatively new, okay? Like, this isn't like a 15-20 year thing. You know what I mean?
I know enough to know when your fingers are acting like that after a hit that you've got a little bit of CTE coming your way.
Oh, something's in the pipeline.
There's some everlasting effects that he's probably going to feel for that. Hopefully it's not too serious. But prayers for Tua, as always. I'm glad he's all right. That's the main thing that I was concerned about. Everyone else was concerned about who's getting fired and who should we demote and whose fault it is. I don't think there's anyone to point the finger to or blame. It's just...
Imagine forcing a quarterback out the league because his head got blasted so bad that it's like you thought it was a problem.
Yeah,
you
I know? Told.
Imagine if Tua got cut because like he shouldn't have put himself back in the game and got his head blown off.
I told Drake, wouldn't it be funny if Mike McDaniel listed him as questionable just to fuck with everybody?
I really think that'd be funny. That'd be such a troll, but it'd be funny.
That would be really funny.
Everyone out of the wet works would be coming out and saying, Mike McDaniel, you're the devil.
Dress him just to fuck with everybody. Every once in a while, Mike McDaniel looks back at him. Huh?
QB one time.
All night, the announcers are going, they might put Tua back in if they really get in the behind and the doctors clear him.
Oh, man. Before we go to the next game, I want to point out, I cannot wait for Aaron Judge to hit this motherfucking home run. They keep cutting into other sports to show this man chasing a record that's already been broken. All right?
Honestly, I hadn't heard any about this because the nice thing about island life is you don't hear about baseball.
Bro.
Baseball is not a factor out here.
I'm watching college football Saturday, right? Just on my phone. I'm like, all right, let me check my bets because, you know, I'm betting on college football. Let me check my bets. Look down, all I hear on my TV, and here comes the judge. Oh, God, no. Oh, please. And they cut right in the middle of the game, and you know what happened? You guessed it. 4-0 walk, and they fucking flashed out. I said, good. Get this man off the fucking screen.
Hold on. They're showing you his at-bats in the middle of a game?
They're cutting in the middle of programs on ESPN, College Football Saturday, to show you when Aaron Judge is at-bat. They're doing it right now. They're doing it right now. They're doing it right now as I speak.
What are you watching otherwise? What else is on there?
Like, say that they did it.
What's
like,
on really right now? What's on? Like, what is it interrupting?
It's interrupting SportsCenter. I
okay, so that one makes a little bit of sense. That's but like okay. Getting in the middle of like a football game is kind of that's rude.
That's really rude.
And he's not hitting the ball. He hasn't gotten it. Each time they cut to him, he's either getting walked or struck.
That's a lot of pressure, though, to know every at-bat. It's like, oh, everyone's watching this one, whether they want to or not.
They watch it.
It's like, you're going to be watching me. I have all the pressure in the world. He's like, oh, fuck this guy.
And guess
another walk.
Hey,
he's getting all this negative energy. It's like, fuck this guy. He's interrupting my program.
And guess what he just did? Fly ball out to the right. Out. He didn't get the record. Yeah. He's chasing a record that's already broken. Oh my gosh.
Yo, can you imagine if when Steph was going to break the 3-point record, every time he got the ball in his hands, they're like, oh, Steph got the ball. Is he gonna hit a three this time? And you know, he had that little drought where it took him a little bit. So then you have like two games where there's interrupting everything.
Except at least we'd be watching Steph run or do something exciting instead of watching him.
But after a while, it's like, dude, like I'm trying to watch this game, and every 20 seconds they're cutting right over to a Warriors offensive possession.
Yo, cutting in and out of possession.
You're going to break my TV.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Your TV just starts fuming, and at the like gas just starts coming out your TV. It's overloaded. You can't handle all this stuff.
Y'all need to stop this.
Oh, man. Shout out to Aaron Judge, though. He gambled on himself this year. He's going to get paid a shit ton of money. I don't know by who, but he's about to get the bag.
Fuck him. Sounds like he's rude and he's saying that
he didn't ask for him. Inconsiderate.
You know what? I don't want to go too deep into baseball, but do you know how many people have more home runs than him that he's chasing? They have like,
I don't know, 10.
Like, it's a bunch. It's like Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa. They got like 64, 66. It's because he's in the American League and it's never happened in the American League. They're making a big deal about it. It'd be like if LeBron, when he was on the Heat, dropped like 75 points. Was like, I'm the all-time leading scorer. And you're like, no, Wilt has 100 points. In the West Conference? So? Like, that doesn't matter. Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah, get out of here with that. Weird. Baseball's weird. They like to act like they're both two. They're like the Holy Trinity. It's like they're three and one. It's like they're three and they're one. But what? How are they three and one? They are. They're three and one. And that's how like baseball is. They're like, we're two leagues in one. It's like no. Like,
they're one. Is it like league?
Are they conferences? Like no, they're both leagues. They have their own separate rules, and like we keep records separately. But when we play each other at the end of the year,
but it's still one championship.
One championship. Oh man, what a ridiculous sport. Oh man, like I said, hopefully Aaron Judge gets the payment. Hopefully he hits this home run soon so they can stop cutting out. Well, baseball's over in 2 days.
Make it stop.
Like I said, I haven't had to see any of it. Like, out here, I don't see any baseball references. This is the first season where I was like, I've gotten to October, and I've realized, oh, shit, is, like, the World Series next week? I have no idea. Like, I haven't heard anything about – I don't know when it is. It's, like, sometime in October, so it could be any day now.
They cut – you know my grandfather's a baseball fan? They cut in the middle of some shit. He got fierce. He was like, it's not the real record. Barry Bonds broke it years ago.
An old man on his ramblings.
I'm with him, though. That man had 73 home runs, and y'all are mad because y'all didn't test him for steroids. Fuck out of here. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to another boring game, the London game. Minnesota went out to London to face the New Orleans Saints. Jay, you put some money on that game, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you said that, Devon, because I have a new challenge for myself, all right?
Is it to stop betting against Kirk Cousins, the Minnesota Vikings?
No, it's actually quite the opposite, my friend.
Oh, God, no.
You like that.
So, because I'm so staunch in my belief that Kirk Cousins is a loser, okay? So, it's nothing. There's not a lot of things I believe harder than that. Every week, starting with this week, I'm going to bet enough where I will make up my last week's losings and win some. So, for example, I believe I bet like $10 last week and lost. This week they played the Bears, who are an underdog. So I'm going to bet $15, all right, on the Bears to beat the Vikings.
Oh my God! Jay, all right? Jay, no, I can't.
It gets worse. It gets worse.
Please
don't
do this.
Get ready. If the Bears happen to lose, okay,
happen to lose
next week. The next week, I don't give a fuck who the Vikings are playing. All right, I'm betting against the Vikings. I'm gonna have to put about $45 down to cover.
This right? is okay, okay. disastrous. Oh, wait,
stop talking. Please just put money on the under. Just put money on the under. Please don't do this to yourself. You've got a good.
I'll put a little on the under.
No, just do the under. Just do the under. That's all. Okay.
No, listen. I understand. You can't stop me.
I get it. You hate Kirk. I'm not a fan of Kirk either. Okay, but it's the Bears.
He's not winning more than he's not. He's not. My whole thing is. He's not going to rattle off 6 wins in a row.
That's
he's
probably going to true. Lose. Have you seen Justin Fields play
true.
Football?
It lately? Is true. Now, see, you saying probably has sent me in my
no, 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 no.
Putting I'm, 15 on
listen,
the Bears.
Listen. I don't
putting
think
putting 15 on the Bears to beat the Vikings
on the money line.
Straight up on the money line.
Not even the spread. Can't you just fuck do the spread? Come on, the spread is
money
not...
line. I can feel it in my bones, Devon. Jay, I can feel it in my bones.
No, you don't. You don't feel it in your bones because you don't believe in
I'm
Justin
telling
Fields.
You, I know Justin Fields is more of a winner than Kirk Cousins, and that's
no, he ain't. That's a goddamn lie. Have you seen that man play football?
You'll see.
I will. I've
you'll
seen him.
You'll see.
I've seen him play.
You'll
football.
All see.
I've seen you'll him see. Play. It's not good. Well, okay.
You'll see.
Please don't do this. I'm begging you. Don't do this. Don't do this to yourself, man. You're gonna.
Send you'll see when I send you my list.
This guy's on a warpath.
I am. I am.
He got mad at me about the 10-leggers. He's about to go broke on. Betting on the Bears. The Bears?
No, I'm not betting on the Bears. I'm betting against Kirk Cousins.
You're betting
on
the Bears.
That's the reasoning.
You're betting on the Bears. That's what it is. You're betting on the Bears.
However you got to see it.
Well, I was going to say about this game that New Orleans has no identity whatsoever. I don't understand what they're trying to do. They don't know what they're doing with Taysom Hill. They don't really know what they're doing at quarterback. They just don't know what they're doing. With that being said, it was still a struggle for Kirk to pull out a win, and they had to rely on a Will Lutz double doink and missed in London in order to win. Look, I agree with you, Jay. I'm not a fan of Kirk Cousins either, okay? I hope he loses 6 in a row like you say. It's not going to start next week with the Bears. I'm begging you. As a
why
friend,
do you guys hate this guy so much?
Why do we hate him so much? The man collected $43 million from us for fucking 4 years and didn't do shit. What do you mean, why do we hate this man so much?
Also,
don't get me started. Don't make me put money on the Bears, Drake, because you wanted to ask me why.
Why you hate this guy?
It's because
he didn't do anything to me.
He used to be on the team that we used to root for, and so we've seen a lot of film of him. So seeing the media play him up like he's a good quarterback, it's just frustrating when I know it's not the truth. I like to be right. And so I'm going to continue to just drive home my point that Kirk Cousins will never win
and
on
you know
any
I'm
grand
with
level.
You 100%.
So is it only because he was on your team that you guys hate him this much?
No, it's also the way the media.
The media, the way
the media
didn't acted.
Like embrace him.
Yeah.
And the way he got paid like he's
handsomely.
You know, Russell Wilson, and he's not.
He's been getting close. Paid a good amount since 2016. He got hit with the franchise tag 3 years in a row, and the franchise tag rose each fucking year. But again, that's the dumbass Commanders or whatever the fuck they were at the time of fault.
And these guys, these like media people will hold guys like LeBron to this high standard. It's like, oh, he's only won 4 of 12 championships or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like Kirk got sent to a team that got to the NFC Championship with Case Keenum. And he got gifted this team with a top 10 defense, great wide receivers, great running backs, offensive line, just like the perfect team for a quarterback to go to and win a Super Bowl. And he like got eliminated in the first or second round of the playoffs. Like,
hold on,
the
Jay.
Dude,
go ahead.
It's just fake.
Hold on, Jay.
No,
I'll go ahead and add on to you that point. Then when he ruined that team, they blew that team up and they built that team just for him. They got the coach that he had. His offense, no, it was quarterback coach when he was in Washington that he absolutely loved. They went and got him Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, two great fucking weapons. He's got Dalvin Cook. He's got everything he wants, and he's still barely winning games.
Yeah.
Come
it's
on
crazy.
Now. It's, yeah. Come on now. He could not beat
That's
the Saints. Did you see that game?
I just don't like his attitude.
That too. He acts like he's the shit. He's 60-60-2 as overall record. That's his record. He has 2 ties on his record. 2 ties.
Impressive.
Like he's a 1945 quarterback or some shit. Like that's the only thing that he's... Fuck Kirk. I'm not going to put money
Enough
on the
about
Bears.
Kirk. I'm betting on the Bears.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're doing that.
Thanks for that history lesson.
Well, on next to the Cleveland... Well, this one is my game of the week, so I'll say this, but this was Cleveland at Atlanta. Did you guys see any of this game?
I did not.
Not even a little.
Don't worry. When I get to my segment, I will let you guys know about it. Washington versus Dallas. Did anybody watch this game?
I was actually the only game on, so I did watch it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Watched a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. You both watched it. I watched about a quarter of it. I heard them talk about Dak Prescott's thumb for the 15th time in the first quarter. So I said, enough of this shit. And I went to red zone. I kept flipping
enough
back.
Enough of this.
Every time I kept flipping back, I would see 2nd and 27. Go to red zone. 3rd and 36. I said, Jesus Christ, you guys can't. You can't even put together a normal drive. You can't ever just be 3rd and 8. You can't ever be 3rd and 7. It's always got to be 3rd and 45. Like, what are you doing? And then
Carson Wentz is constantly under pressure. That offensive line is awful.
It's collapsing. Look, yeah. That line is collapsing for this dude. Maybe like he's the curse.
It's been like that for 4 or 5 years, and like the collective fan base and organization is just like, no, they're not that bad. They're like average. And it's like, no, they're bottom of the barrel. Like, everyone's getting through.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Like, floodgates flying through to get to quarterbacks. Taylor Heineke was just a wizard in the pocket and able to, like, dodge the millions of bullets that are coming his direction and try and make a play.
Okay, hold on. Here's what I'll say about that.
10-year-old arm strength.
Last year, their line was decent. But they didn't bring back.
No, it wasn't. No, see, listen to this.
No, listen to me. They didn't bring back that same line. That line that they had last year, even though it was decent, was getting hurt. They then addressed it the same way they addressed the defensive line and the linebacker position, which was do nothing. They let Brandon Sheriff go. They let Eric Flowers go, who were two quality linemen. And now they lose their starting center. They keep losing more and more linemen. And this whole line is not played together. It's falling apart. But on their part, Carson Wentz, I'm not shitting on him because it's what he's been doing. He does this thing where, like, I don't know if he's glitching, where, like, he'll just stare down a receiver and not throw the ball, and then he'll float himself into a sack. I watched him do it twice where, like, the lineman, I would like to see their face was just like, oh, my God, this guy's coming right towards me. Oh, my goodness, this is the easiest sack I've ever had in my career. He's right in my arms. He is. Let me just drop him down the ground.
That's like a classic Washington quarterback sack. Because like every quarterback we have seems to have that ability to like find sacks. So it's like to be in perfectly good position and walk themselves into a sack. And it's like every quarterback. RG3 was like that. Kirk was like that. Wentz. Like Taylor Heineke is one of the only quarterbacks I remember. In my entire time watching them, that was like would actually avoid people flying in his direction and not like walk right into them.
Bro, he got blitzed and sacked on a 3-man rush.
I saw that. Dude got wide. He got a wide open lane.
Do you understand? Hold on. I'm gonna say it again. He got blitzed and sacked on a 3-man rush. Do you guys know how many linemen there are?
Yeah, 5-on-3.
There's 5 fucking linemen. And on it was him. He just holds the ball too. It's just a whole bad combination. I didn't really want to talk about the game. What I wanted to talk about was, did you guys see that picture I sent you in the group chat?
I did.
Yes.
Jerry Jones.
Of Daniel Snyder and Jerry Jones. Here's the thing. Everyone wants to talk about how he's wearing blue and white. I'm sick of this man just not wearing clothes that are tailored. He can never find clothes that fit. You are worth
so much money. He's starting to look old. Looks like he's starting to look old.
He looks like a reformed. He literally looks like he's always leaving an AA meeting. That's what he looks like. He looks like a reformed drunk. Pants baggy as shit. Beard just unkept. How about you buy a tie? You got all that money. A tie is $15. Go buy a tie. Button your shirt up. Look presentable. How about your wife who's dressed in all burgundy and your president who sucks? He's dressed in all black. You threw something on that looks like literally you just. Hell, let me just get. He's just a horrible. He's a dweeb. He's a fucking dweeb. He's a fucking dork. We need to start bullying him. That's what should happen. That should be a rule.
Man, like we haven't been.
No, it has to be a law. Like, we should be actually do real bullying. Like, as a fan, if we see him in public, we should be able to give him a wedgie. Give him a swirly. Give him a swirly. Like, real bullying tactics just to let him know you suck as an owner. You suck. Ooh. Stop kissing him to Jerry Jones. He doesn't like you. He doesn't care to care about you. Well, they lost 25-10, as usual. Fuck them. What's the next game?
Detroit,
this was your game of the week, Jay. Seattle, Detroit, so we'll hold off on that. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Did anyone watch this game? Because I did.
I did not. Nope. I was watching the game cast. They kind of let the Colts back in at the end, but they finished strong.
Well, I haven't really talked too much about how my betting on Sunday went. I had a pretty decent day, and it started off with, because of the Tennessee Titans, who I decided, you know what, Jay's right. No more 10-leg parlays for today. Let's throw some big money on a straight bet. Fuck it. And I looked through, and I said, oh, my gosh, the Tennessee Titans are getting points against the fucking Indianapolis Colts, who barely beat the Chiefs. 3.5? $15 on it. Let's go. Boom. Got the win. And it just was all flowing from there, and it's been good ever since. I don't want to brag too much. I don't want to brag too much, yeah, Chris, man, myself.
You can't brag too much, because what you should have done, you should have gone that money line like I'm doing on the Bears.
No.
You knew the matchup was there, and you thought I'm going to take those points. You could have gone the money line from that 15 into 20.
No. I would not bet on the Bears. But I will say that you are right. They did almost blow that game in the second half. They didn't score a single point, and they got shut out in the second half by the Colts. They still don't look as strong as they should, as they were number one seed last year, but Colts look worse. Matt Ryan looks horrible.
That division's up for grabs. Jags might sneak it. Colts could still get it. Tennessee Titans could still get it.
Jags looking, they looking nice.
Jags looking all right. I'm about to pick up their defense in fantasy.
This next game, the team that Jay's deciding to bet on, the Chicago Bears, went out to New York, and a lot of weird shit was happening in this game at one point. Did you guys see any of this?
Which game is this?
Chicago at New York.
No, I just saw Giants were beating that ass.
So, and you're going to bet on the Bears. So I was
watching. Yeah, they're going to bounce back. They're going to bounce back.
Good luck with that. So I was watching, as I said, I was watching on Red Zone, right? And they flash the game, and they go, Daniel Jones is out. Tyrod Taylor's in. I'm like, what happened? I didn't have my phone on me. I'm like, oh, God, what happened to Tyrod Taylor? Then they flash back. They say, well, Saquon's playing quarterback now. I say, okay, where's my phone? There's a lot of weird-ass shit going on. What's happening? So I guess Daniel Jones, he went down with a right ankle. Then Tyrod Taylor, he went down with a concussion. So they went wildcat formation with Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
And they were still.
I saw that. He is like their backup quarterback. He's their third-string quarterback. Saquon is.
Well, I believe they're looking at a bunch of quarterbacks today. I can't remember who I saw on Pro Football Talk.
Yeah, they'd like to keep him at third string and not first string. So, yeah, they're going to get some new first and sixth.
Yeah. They got to get somebody in there. And all this was still happening while they were switching quarterbacks 16 times. They were still whooping the Bears' ass.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is doomed. It's just simple as that. It's over. He's doomed. And I feel bad for him, because he got drafted to a team that really they haven't done anything for a quarterback in ever. I mean, name a successful Chicago Bears quarterback. Jay Cutler?
Oh, McMahon, the guy who's blind in one eye.
That's one, and he was one and done. Like, think about it. Have you ever, like, thought, like, yeah, that's Chicago Bears? They don't have any. They don't have any, and they still don't. And he was doomed from the start, and it's just not looking good. He's getting sacked all over the place. He's seeing ghosts. It's over for the kid. And I feel bad. I wish he was drafted by a better organization.
That defense is going to be on Kirk Cousins' ass next week.
Oh, Jay Bird. Your guy Saquon went off, though, Drake. He's been balling.
Yeah.
He might get comeback player of the year, especially after all he's went through. You're looking
nice. I think so.
He's looking like
he's
that,
a good guy.
That, what they like to say, that generational talent they keep going on him. And they're not talking
that's
about his
everybody.
Size. They don't
Come
talk
on,
about his size.
Man. Everyone's a generational talent. Yeah. Everyone in their 20s.
Whole generation full of generational talent.
The whole NFL.
Oh, man.
Only when they're in the NFC Beast.
The NFC Beast. That's what we used to be. Now we're the NFC Least.
The best record. The NFC East has the best record.
Well, that's because of one team.
No, it's because of three teams. They're 4-0, 3-1, 3-1.
Oh, that's right. Dallas is 3-1. Well, the 4-0 team that we're talking about next would be the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. This game started to look like Jacksonville was going to take over, but that guy, Jalen Hurts, man, he's the real deal. He is it. Everything they said about him offseason, it's looking real.
Eagles are the one consistent win in my betting column every week. I think they're going to be like one of those like 8-0, 9-0 teams, and then they're going to drop one randomly. But I'm going to keep riding that wave.
Now
they're going to keep winning.
Let's remember, though, the Cardinals were that team last year. They know, then they dropped one, and then it all fell apart. Now, I'm not saying that's the same in Philly, but let's just keep that in mind. I hope they keep it on, because I do like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback, and
I'll probably do the money line on Philly this week, even though they're the favorite. So I'll probably money line with them, because I feel confident they'll beat the Cardinals. But Cardinals are kind of hard to bet on. They're random.
They are random. But just like
they just slapped the Panthers last week, so maybe they'll have some like false confidence.
So because I had money on the Cardinals, and we'll talk about this game happening. Kyler ran at one point, and my grandfather could hear me yell, "Run, little boy, run!" next game was the New York Jets going out to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. There was a quarterback change during this game. Mitch Trubisky got benched at the end of the first half for Kenny Pickett. He came in and threw three interceptions. Look, I'm not here to shit him because I think Kenny Pickett's gonna be good. But Mike Tomlin was trying to tell y'all, like, yo, he's not ready. Like, there's a reason we keep marching Mitch Trubisky out there. Now, granted, right, Mitch Trubisky had a pass at the end of half. Have you ever watched the ball float so long in the air where you're like, wow, this is about to get picked the fuck off?
He loves to float him. He loves
him. But he does not zip the ball.
It's not even floaters that are like, it's such long 80-yard floaters where you're like, oh my God, this is an interception just waiting to happen. There's got to be a cornerback waiting on the other end of this football. There's no way there's a
salvolating.
It was like, wow. So I could get Mike Tomlin seeing that being like, enough. I can't do it anymore. Put the rookie in there. Fuck it. I'll watch him shit and suck all day before I watch this guy float 80 yarders all day for interceptions.
The Steelers made a little comeback, though.
They did.
In that game. They kind of just blew it at the end.
That was a tough call. That was a tough call. Yeah. But it was the right call. I don't know. Did you see it, Drake?
Yeah. I don't think I saw it.
No.
So the running back for the Jets, I can't think of his name right now, but he runs it in and he gets the ball knocked out, right? They think it's a fumble and Jets recovered and it's on the one. They go to the review and they see, and this was a good refereeing, I'll give them that. The ball crossed the plane before it fell out of his hand. That's a touchdown. So it ruled a touchdown and they won the game. Iced it right then and there. It was a tough call. That was a tough call and it was a tough way to lose. But I don't know. Kenny Pickett's getting the start next week, but do you know who they're playing next week?
Who?
The Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, tough.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a tough one to get your first start in. So, best of luck to you, my guy. Hopefully,
good luck. Out on the Steelers. Keep Kenny Pickett some story. A story to beat the Bills.
That'd be a story right there if he did. It would have been a story if he had won in the stadium that he played college football in. Drake, why does your former alma mater have a 6-year senior?
I don't have an answer.
I was watching the game, and they said he's a 6-year senior. I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, he's got this record. I was like, he better. He had 6 years to do this shit.
It's that COVID gap. He's got
an extra year of eligibility.
What, did he get two extra years of eligibility because he had COVID?
6 years of eligibility.
A fifth-year senior is pretty normal.
Yeah, like, I've heard of it.
6 years is weird, but like with an extra year of COVID, it's not that crazy.
I'm going to get that 8-year senior.
And then just reclassify. Yeah, just say, oh, I failed my classes. Let me play again. I'll go back to freshman year.
Brandon Whedon was like 35 by the time.
That's a great. And the Browns are like, yep, we'll take him.
Yeah, I think he's experienced.
He's a veteran.
I don't know what to think of Zach Wilson. He might be good, but he also may be injury prone, and he also plays for the Jets, so we may never know. But he looked good on Sunday.
I think as long as you keep him away from his mom's friends, you're gonna be okay. You'll be all right.
Yo, I forgot about that.
I can't believe they took out Elite Joe Flacco. Man. I couldn't believe that.
That's he might be just a legend for that in New York, especially if he gets him a Super Bowl, man. Next game, Los Angeles Chargers versus the Houston Texans. I don't got much to say about this game except the Chargers are a good team. The running back for Houston,
Damian Pierce. They almost gave it up, too.
They did.
The Chargers almost gave it up.
They did, but I didn't catch much of it. I did see that running back, Damian Pierce, he had a nice-ass run. He had some wheels on him where he took off.
Nice.
You know, Houston's just, you know, they know what they are. They understand what's going on. They know they are first-round pick contender worthy, so they know. Like, just go out there, play what we got to do. Play as hard as we can. If we win, hey, luck to us. If not, oh, well, we're still probably going to get Bryce Young. Next was I like to call it the overrated bowl. Arizona versus Carolina. Baker Mayfield versus Kyler Murray. Two quarterbacks who are some shit. And the media wants us to think they're good, and the media talk. We don't talk about that, how the media talked both of them into number one picks. the media made them number one picks. Like, literally, Baker Mayfield was projected to go, like, late in the first. Then all of a sudden, a week later, like, yep, he's the first overall pick. And I was like, whoa, all right.
Yeah. They got okay. some power, man. They got some sway.
And, well, with them being two overrated quarterbacks, they didn't disappoint. This game was not very exciting at all. Very mediocre play. Look, I get it. Kyler Murray, he runs around, and that's how he escapes. He can't do that all season. He can't do it all season.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
You can't sustain.
It's not. It's not. He literally, I know I joke say, but he literally runs like a little child. He runs like a child running away. And it's only, it can only work for so long. It's not going to work for 17 weeks this season. And Baker, the wheels are off. Whatever little momentum he had left, it's gone. It's so gone that, like, they asked about Sam Darnold, and they were like, he's still not ready.
Oh.
Apparently, he's hurt, that he's not even ready to play yet. So, I don't know. That organization is, Matt Rhule, he's a bad coach. It's all downhill for there for them. Did you guys watch the game? I know you had money on it, Jay.
I didn't watch the game, so I didn't really see it. But yeah, I didn't see it at all.
Well, we got lucky because it was very, 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 very boring. Next one, this one game fucking pissed me off. Green Bay went to New England, and Bailey Zappe, the next GOAT, filled in for good old reliable Brian Hoyer, who got hurt after sixth place. They did what they had to do. They went out there and fought hard. I have nothing bad to say about New England. What?
Third QB again?
Third QB.
Well, like, a lot of these teams are on third, fourth, fifth. Jeez, yeah, man. Louise.
Third QB.
It's not even COVID.
Actually, when I was doing those little mock drafts, I kept seeing Bailey Zappi's name. So I was a little like, oh, there goes Bailey Zappe. I know about him from Western Kentucky. I don't got much bad to say about the Patriots. They did all they had to do. I thought it was funny when Bill Belichick got mad at the refs. I will say this. Green Bay, they ain't winning anything as far as in the playoffs without any type of competent receiver. They got good receivers who are young, but they're too young. And they have – like, they're not winning shit without there. I looked at some of the receivers that were available for free agency. They couldn't give T.Y. Hilton a call. They couldn't call up.
How old is T.Y. Hilton at this point?
He can't be any older than Odell, right?
I don't know about that.
They were drafted the same year, right?
I have no idea.
Around the same time, if not a year apart. But you couldn't give any available receiver just call just to say, hey, we need someone here to at least help with these young guys as they get going along. Because I guess Romeo Doubs is going to be his go-to guy, but he dropped a lot in the beginning. And Alan Lazard is all right. Randall Cobb, how old is he? We talked about age.
Yeah.
He's been around forever. I mean, they gave Aaron Rodgers nothing to support him. I get it. No one likes Aaron Rodgers, including the organization. I fucking hate him, but the guy's good at football. He's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. You got to give him weapons.
He finds a way to win games the regular season.
He does, but when it gets to the playoffs, it's not going to work with his current roster he's got. It just ain't going to happen. Next, another boring-ass game, Denver versus the 4 o'clock hour was boring. Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders. Russ is super boring without Pete Carroll. He's super boring without Pete Carroll, and it's bad football to watch. But in his defense, he might have an idiot for a coach. Nathaniel Hackett's pretty stupid. I don't know how he got. Some of these guys should just stay coordinators.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try to become the highest paid coordinators. And
right. Was he a coordinator before?
Green Bay.
I see.
Yeah.
Taking credit for Aaron Rodgers, I see.
And he thought, I got Russell Wilson. This ought to be simple now. And it's just.
Right.
And Javonte Williams, he went out with ACL. He tore his ACL, LCL, and then he had another injury with inside the knee. So he's done for the season.
Oh, my gosh. Horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. That AFC West that we thought was going to be tough, it don't look that tough. It looks like we know who's winning that division. It's pretty simple.
Chargers.
Denver Broncos. Oh, my bad.
Denver Broncos. Mr. Unlimited. Very limited now. Very limited.
Chargers are going to come back, don't you worry.
Mr. Unlimited.
I don't know. The Sunday night game that we're going to talk about next, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, the Chiefs are showing something different. They're letting it be known, like, nah, we're not done yet, because they put foot into ass of Tom Brady.
I don't think the Buccaneers are that good, straight up. I don't think they're that good.
You know, you might not be wrong. I don't know.
Everyone just seems not quite as good as they used to be.
Brady is down bad.
I agree.
Yeah.
He is.
He's down bad right now. So, I don't know, and it came out, well, he apparently they hired a voice lawyer, so I don't know. He's going through some shit, and on top of the hurricane, he's looking down bad right now. I was watching him.
Things are not looking good.
They're not at all. He took a sack, and I looked at my grandfather and said, I hope he doesn't go out like Brett Favre. Like, I knew he wasn't hurt in that moment, but I just thinking, I hope in future games.
He's mentally, you know, he's at his limit.
This is his last year, yeah. Super Bowl or not. He's not coming back after this year.
It's just, it doesn't look like, it's over after this year for sure. But shout out to the Chiefs. They did what they had to do. They are still succeeding without Tyreek Hill. Who's number 10 for the Chiefs?
Is that Juju?
No, they have another receiver who has dreads, and he's number 10. And every time I see him, I'm like, did they get Tyreek back? What the fuck?
I have no idea.
It had to be some shady shit they did that for. But like you said, Chiefs won. It's 41-31, but that score, it doesn't look like – that score was way worse than what it looks. I know it looks like they lost by 10, but like the Chiefs started off.
It was worse before.
Man, they started off. They kick off, recover the fumble. And here's how you know. I bet the over on this game. I was secured in the third quarter. Good to go. Turned the game off. I didn't turn the game off. But I was like, hey, bet one. We're good to go. On to the Monday night game with my guy Jimmy G, who continues to own the Rams' ass.
I don't understand why. Like, how is this team good? How is San Fran good? I feel like they're mediocre.
The thing is, like, they're actually like really good at like pretty much every position. It's just their quarterbacks kind of sucks, and so it's like they're a very average team because of it. But it's like offensive line is great. Wide receivers are great. Like Debo Samuel's amazing.
Oh yeah,
they got decent running backs, great tight end, and then on the defense, it's like their front four is always in the backfield. Their linebackers are good. They got that safety who had the pick six last night, and he's nice. Like they have a very complete team. They just have no answer at quarterback.
They do have an answer. His name is Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes.
I'm talking about the guy that you salivated over.
He has a 79% win percentage. He continues to win football games. He continues to beat Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams, who just recently won the Super Bowl. So I don't know what you mean. They don't have the answer at quarterback. Seems they got the answer at quarterback. His name is Jimmy Garoppolo.
We'll see when the playoffs come around.
He'll probably flop. Look, in all seriousness, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where they're going. I mean, because you're right. Like, quarterback, and I get it's do they still believe in Trey Lance? Is it?
Didn't he get fucked up? Isn't he, like, out for a while?
He's out for the season, but as far as future, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe in the guy that, like, isn't even, like, available.
But it's like.
Right now, Davon, they have a good enough team to win right now. They're going to lose people to free agency next year.
Nah, they love Jimmy G in San Francisco.
I don't give a fuck about Jimmy G. I'm talking about the good players.
They signed up Debo Samuel already, right?
Yeah, but my thing is, like, they're a complete team. Like, Trent Williams is eventually going to get old.
He's not playing right now. You know that.
Is he hurt?
Come on, Al. You were a Washington Redskins fan. You know he takes 4 weeks off, 6 weeks off. Yes, he's hurt. You know there's always a 4 to 6 week stretch where Trent Williams is not going to play football, whether due to injury or suspension. That is what that man does.
That 6 weeks is going to get stretched longer and longer throughout his career, and he may not come back at some point. So it's like they have a window, and that window is now. So it's like, no, Trey Lance isn't the answer because he's hurt, and he's also never even shown to be good.
You know how many times Washington, you know, Trent Williams is hurt, and they'd be like, we don't know the timetable. I know the timetable. 4 to 6 weeks. I know the timetable. That's how long he's always out. And I used to always get mad when they're like, oh, Trent's out. I'm like, bro, Trent's always going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Stop expecting that man to play a full season. Get him a backup left-up tackle, please. Anyways, Jimmy G actually takes the line. What is that? Jimmy G gets another win. The Rams' O-line is looking weak, and it's getting worse day by day.
Yeah.
Each game.
Yeah, Stafford's under a pretty decent amount of pressure.
Yeah. Can someone tell the commentators that Andrew Whitworth is retired? He's not coming back. So for them to keep making references like they're missing Andrew Whitworth, they're going to keep missing him. He's gone. He's done. They keep bringing up Odell, and Odell's out for, I mean, he's still recovering. Remember, people keep saying, when is he coming back? He got hurt in February.
Yeah.
ACL tell in February. So
it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. No, I don't even know about that, to be honest, because these ACLs, they're rough.
It's about 9 months. I think that if he had a great recovery, he could be back in December.
He could be. All right, so do you guys want to count them up first before we do the game of weeks? Each game of the week?
That's right. Yeah, I got nine. My phone somewhere. Hold up.
Wait.
All right, here we go. Got on week four picks.
Let's see. I got Cincinnati correct. I got Minnesota correct. I got Atlanta correct. Why'd I pick Washington?
Atlanta won, right?
Yep. ATL hope. I got Tennessee right. Giants. Philly. Ooh, I'm doing all right.
Bills won, right?
Yep.
Yes, unfortunately.
Drake's going to talk about that soon.
Did the Broncos win or lose?
They lost.
They lost.
Okay, I got nine.
One, two. I got 11.
Damn.
Wow.
Right? I was on fire this week. Week four was my week. Try to carry on. How many did you get, Drake?
I got nine.
Nine? I won. Oh, man.
He said, I won?
Because, man, I never win these breaks. I always like.
Is it possible?
Listen, man, after I had that down bad week, I didn't think I was ever going to bounce back. I've bounced back in a great way. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to the games of the week. Jay, you want to go ahead and knock yours out first? You had Seattle. Well, you chose Detroit. Was it Detroit at Seattle? Seattle, Detroit?
Yep.
Now, I will say this was a very entertaining game, high-scoring game. High-scoring game.
It was a crazy game for me because, like, all my fantasy players I have for the Lions were hurt. So I picked up the backup running back for them, and he did well. But I also did a wrong move that cost me the W by itself. I played the Lions defense.
Oh, no.
How many points do you think they got me?
I would think they lost you some points, right?
That's a good guess. What do you think I got?
I think negative 5 points?
Negative 8.
Oh, my
goodness. They gave me negative 8. I lost by 7. So I made a decision that lost me my first game of the year.
Oh.
I didn't think Geno Smith was going to go out and put up 48. It was outside of my thought sphere. And so yeah, that happened. But it was the Lions defense. Also, I bet on the Lions. So it's like defense. The fact that they couldn't get a single. I don't think they had a single punt. I don't think there was a single punt the whole game. Which is like, to leave a punter on the bench the whole game is just, you have to be better as a defense. And it's just disappointing going forward because I had faith in the Lions. But if I didn't, I was like, their offense is going to be pretty good and their defense is going to be average. But it's like their offense is pretty good and their defense is all time bad. And so it's tough to deal with. But the Lions and the Seahawks, they can score. And, DK Metcalf can go off at any time. But so, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really expecting that game to be the game of the week, but it really was. It was just back and forth scoring.
I was watching that game just excited. I was hoping the Lions could pull it out then, but that defense, you're right, it's all-time bad.
I was watching on the GameCast, and it was like, with 5 minutes left, they had like, throughout from 5 minutes to zero, they had like three opportunities because they were just scoring back and forth.
Yeah.
And, it was like if the defense could just get one stop, then you know the Lions' offense is going to go down and score, and they just couldn't get a stop.
Yeah, it was rough. That was rough. That was a good game. Drake, you want to go ahead and talk about your Dirty Birds, the Ravens, and what happened there? I got some thoughts on that game myself.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, beginning of the game, we were looking hot. I was feeling good. I was about to begrudgingly text you guys, oh, you guys are talking about my Ravens, huh? You really didn't believe in them. I'm very glad I held my tongue because the second half, we got shut out. We did not answer any points. Defense gave up 17 points just in that stretch. And then the clock management at the fourth quarter. First of all, actually, there was a fourth down play where we tried to go for it, and to be honest, our fourth down conversions have not been great this year, so I really am not sure why John Harbaugh okayed that, so whatever, fine.
I kind of think I know why.
He should have kicked the field goal.
I mean, I think everyone knows why. That defense was horrible. I mean, I hear everyone say, I hear everyone talking about how, like, you take the points and you try to stop Josh Allen, the Bills, but they don't talk about how they got down to the fucking one at the end of that game and drained clock on the one-yard line. They marched down on
the
one-yard
line.
Yeah, John Harbaugh had no faith in that defense. I agree, and he shouldn't have. they gave up another. They were going to lose again. And if you're going to go out there and try to win it all, you're going to win with your MVP quarterback. Now, Lamar made a great read, a late read, and then that safety who made a late read made an amazing recovery play, and that's how they got that pick off.
Yeah, they got that good pick. I won't lie, that's a good pick.
That was.
He was really open. He was open, and Lamar just didn't have the vision because he was like getting pressure. So I can't really fault him for that.
Yeah, it was just honestly, it was just a great football play by that safety because he read it right. Like, oh, he's wide open. That safety just ran fast as he could to get that shit. And everyone's killing John Harbaugh for not going for it. I'm just saying that defense was weak as fuck. And I don't think they'd have been able to stop them from getting a touchdown if they went for a field goal.
But at the end, there was a time where, honestly, we should have let them score. We should have let the Bills score right then and there. But we called two timeouts, and that let the Bills just control the clock for the rest of the game. That made no sense to me. Even our defense was frustrated. Marcus Peters was yelling at Coach, and same with Madam BK. He was yelling. He's very angry. Yes.
He's a very angry fellow.
He's a very not happy person. I don't really think I've ever seen him have a good time.
He's just always actively
hurt somebody.
He should smile once in a while. It wouldn't kill him, you know? I had some money riding on. I put a little one-game parlay action I thought I'd get, but they didn't get it. I thought Lamar definitely would have ran in for a touchdown. I thought he was going to run in on that play through the interception. But that other,
he's staying more grounded before. He's not really trying to take off so quickly anymore.
Because he's trying to get paid.
I don't know. I think he's trying
to take no injury.
That's the paradox of like running quarterbacks is because people hate him so much. It's like you get to a point where you stop trying to use your legs to throw, but like your legs are your strength. So you're like actively not using your strength and you make mistakes. And it's like, it's not like you're proving that Lamar Jackson can't throw because like he threw an interception. But it's like because he had a second guessing of running instead of throwing when he clearly could have ran, it's like you're getting him uncomfortable when you should just have your best player be as comfortable as possible.
Just let him do what he does. You know what he does.
Yeah.
He can run it when he needs to, and he'll score when he needs to, and he'll score by any means necessary. Right. But I did have my eyes on the game. Like I said, I turned that game on towards the end, and I really thought the Ravens were going to pull it out, but they blew that one. But let me tell you who did blow it. My Atlanta Falcons, who went down and took a beat down to the Cleveland Browns. A great comeback win for my Atlanta Falcons. Here's what I'll say, starting because I watched that game. Marcus Mariota is a bottom three quarterback. That's fact. But Arthur Smith realizes that, and he did what you should do. Keep the ball out of his hands as less possible. And they used that run game. Caleb Huntley and Cordell Patterson split the carries. They combined for 94 yards and 19 carries. This defense, they've been big time. They will give up probably 90 yards. But when you get down to that red zone, they're going to find a way to stop and either force you to go for a touchdown or force you to go for three. And that is how they were able to win this game. They're 31st in the NFL in most statistical categories on defense, but they have only given up 58 points.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
But is Marcus Mariota really that bad?
Yes.
Like,
I watched. He overthrows receivers constantly. He loves throwing it to the grass. He's a bad quarterback. But he knows he's a bad quarterback. I don't think it's time for Desmond Ridder yet. They're 2-2, and the AFC South is super weak.
Oh, wow. But, I didn't even know they had won any games.
Next week, we face a recently single Tom Brady, who just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. He just lost his wife.
They just filed for divorce. We're not divorced yet.
Either way, he's losing everything right now. Man. And let me tell you what he ain't about to lose. To the Falcons. He's got to win some consistency, and he knows how to beat the Falcons.
He's got to make somebody pay. Someone's going to get hurt for this.
Yeah. And then after we got Tom Brady, we then have the San Francisco 49ers and then the Cincinnati Bengals. So the schedule's a little rough. It cools off. We face Baker twice. So we got a shot at the wild card, maybe. Maybe
he said it cools off because he plays Baker.
Yeah,
he should beat Baker twice. He's awful.
He's a horrible quarterback. And
I actually agree with what you said before. The media really made this guy believe he's better than he was. They made him believe he's the number one pick.
The second he got that commercial, it was over.
They drooled over him way too fast, and now it's falling apart. All right. Well, we can move on to week five. And after that, what I got?
After I got my picks made. I'm ready.
You're ready to go. And then we got some quarter season reports. We're at the quarter way. And then we can talk a little NBA since NBA is coming up. Sound good?
Yes, good to meet
you. Good, good. All right. Well, let's start. Thursday night is the most boringest game I could ever think of. I probably will skip. Indianapolis Colts at Denver. Indianapolis 2.5 underdog in this game. Who you got, Jay?
I'm taking Denver.
Taking Russ?
Yeah, Russ we trust.
I'll probably take Russ, too.
I'm taking the Colts. I feel like Russ has just kind of disappointed me. I used to really be on board, but every time I choose him, he bails on me.
He might disappoint me.
I've had it.
You know, I've been having the debate. I have three quarterbacks on my fantasy squad, and I hate it. And the choices are Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, and Russell Wilson. And I don't know if I should drop Russell Wilson or Jared Goff.
You know, I think some, you might have to.
Do you know there's some fantasy leagues where, like, the flex position, you can use a quarterback?
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't think they're running some sort of wildcat double quarterback offense. No, thank you.
So I took Denver. Next, they go back to London. They're sending Aaron Rodgers to London. The league and everyone hates that man, yo. They didn't never send Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, name your top quarterbacks. They've never had to play in London. They're making Aaron Rodgers play in London versus the Giants. They're a 7.5 favorite. Who you guys got?
I'm taking the Giants.
I like it, Jay. Same with me. Giants all the way.
All three. Let's go.
They don't have a receiver that could catch out there in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers isn't like going all across the country. You know, he's a good old American boy. He likes to stay on his own soil.
American.
Although, you know what would be gangster if he did? Which it's something Aaron Rodgers totally would do and say, keep the check. Find me however you much. I'm not getting on that plane. Fuck y'all. You drafted Jordan Love. Make that motherfucker play in London. I'm not doing it. I'm staying here.
I'm staying home.
A bye week. You can find me, suspend me next week. I don't give a fuck. I'm not playing in London.
I'm drinking American beer.
Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Now, the line on here says 13.5, but it has opened up at BetMGM at 14 now. And I believe it continues to go up. So, who do you guys got?
I'm taking the Bills. I might have you take that over for me as soon as you can so it doesn't raise too much.
You got Jet Rick.
I got the Bills.
Kenny Pickett with the upset. Let's go, Pittsburgh.
I really hope that team crashes and burns.
God damn. I keep forgetting that's like your Cowboys. Remember we used to have them. Next, the Chargers at Cleveland. Jacoby Brissett versus Justin Herbert.
I got Cleveland.
Really?
Charged up.
Charged up.
To the max.
I'll go with Justin Herbert, too, versus the Chargers. Although, is Myles Garrett coming back? How long is he out? Do we know?
I think he is out coming back this week or next week.
Didn't he swerve, like, from trying to hit an animal or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Hit that animal next time. Jay, I know who you're taking for this game. I just wanted to point out that they are a 7.5 underdog. Chicago at Minnesota.
The Bears.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, my God. You're both betting on Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. Hey,
maybe I'm wrong. I'm staying away from that game, betting-wise.
Detroit and England. Bears.
Ooh. Do you see what the spread is for this game? Detroit and England?
Yeah, Detroit's the underdog.
2.5. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna put a little bit on Detroit. I'm gonna still have a little more faith, even though that defense cannot stop anybody.
They can't, but I think they might be able to stop Bailey Zappi. So I'm gonna go with Detroit as well.
I'm going to Detroit.
I will take the over on Bailey Zappi's yards, along with taking Detroit.
Over on his yards? Yeah, okay.
He's gonna throw for 300. Yeah.
300? You don't think they're gonna run the ball?
He said, no. "Huh? 300?"
No. Okay.
I'm gonna light him up.
All righty then. Well. Seattle at New Orleans.
That one's rough. I went with Seattle. Or no, sorry. I meant New Orleans.
I'm going to Seattle.
Yeah, I also got New Orleans.
I have no faith in New Orleans whatsoever. They may lose.
I have no faith in either of them.
I got way more faith. This is going to sound crazy. I got more faith in Geno Smith than the whole entire
New Orleans organization
right now. That's a lost team right there. Miami at New York. No Tua this week. Teddy Bridgewater.
Miami.
Yeah,
I got it. Mm-hmm. The Jets.
I like Zach Wilson. I think he
put Joe Flacco back in.
No, don't do that. that's how you lose football games.
Make it a two
we
quarterback
want Flacco
system.
Backo.
Oh my god. Oh man! Next, my Atlanta Falcons. My Atlanta Falcons versus Tampa Bay.
You on Tampa?
You really think Atlanta is gonna pull this one out, Dave? Nope, but I'm rolling you really with my, think so?
I'm rolling with my squad, man. Tom Brady's heartbroken. His wife left him. He's lost everything, and he's gonna lose to the Atlanta Falcons, and that's when it's all gonna come crashing down on him.
Tampa Bay.
He'll leave the league. He'll leave the league midseason. Or he will not accept that.
Or he might go back to prime Brady form and just start torching motherfuckers and calling his own plays. It won't matter what the offensive coordinator calls. He's ripping that little thing out of his ear like, fuck you. I'm running this thing my last season. Tennessee or Washington? Anybody?
I'm going to shock you.
I'm Tennessee.
You're picking Washington?
I'm picking Washington.
It's not a
your
bad
old
pick.
Team.
It's not a bad pick because here's the thing. This is what
about betting on it too.
Washington will do some shit like this. This is what they'll do. They'll beat a Tennessee team that's kind of good, and then Ron Rivera will get up on that podium and be like, see, I told you. You're just going to get close to until week three.
There it is. They know how to win in a way that's still somehow detrimental to the team. Like, exactly. They can only win if it has long-term bad defense. Like, they can't
some long-term bad effects.
They're certainly not taking a step forward. So, like, they'll beat some above-average team, and then they'll go lose to, like, the Texans, you know, in a couple weeks or some, like, terrible team like that.
And go on a five-game losing streak. But then he'll be like, hey, I told you guys, year three, you just got to give it time. Trust the process, all right? Hey, guys just got to play better. Guys just got to play better.
I got the commies. Carson Wentz is going to look like a god.
God. Better get rid of that fucking ball. I'm gonna go with Tennessee on this one. They won me money last week, so I got a little loyalty to them. Houston at Jacksonville.
Jackson Flex and Wexenville.
Jackson.
Trevor. San Fran at Carolina.
I can't believe I'm betting on San Fran.
Yeah, I'm going San Fran too.
Come on now, I'm not going against Jimmy G for Baker. Please.
Yeah, I just hate fucking Baker.
I mean, he's a number one draft pick, so you got to put some respect on his name.
I don't got to put shit. He is. That was the worst. I don't even want to say it's the worst first pick, but I'm going San Fran. Dallas at the Rams.
Rams.
I took Dallas.
Ram I am.
No longer a fan of that division, so I might go Dallas on this one. That the offensive line for the Rams. I don't know. They can't handle Micah Parsons.
Fair.
And we know they're going to talk
about him. Micah Parsons is a beast.
Philadelphia at Arizona.
I got Philly.
Philly. Sunday night, Drizzy. Cincinnati, your Ravens. Joe Burrow.
All right. We cannot win home games, but I'm still going with the Ravens.
I'm also going with B-more.
I'm going to ride with my guy, Drizzy. Dragon Bake, I got you. Baltimore. They're going to bounce back. They lose two in a row.
Thank you, guys.
Monday night, Vegas, Kansas City, Derek Carr, Pat Mahomes. I'm Pat Mahomes.
I'm picking. You know what? I'm actually going to make a last second decision. I was going to pick the Chiefs.
Audible?
But the Raiders tend to just have the Chiefs number. So I'm gonna pick and maybe even bet on the Raiders. Just put a little tiny bet.
6.5 underdogs.
Yeah,
might not take a bad that. Pick. I might do that myself. Who you got, Drake?
I got Kansas City, but I'm actually kind of feeling the same way as Jay. Like, I just feel like Las Vegas knows how to just ruin these people.
And it's like it's Monday night. The Chiefs just came off a game where they beat the fucking tar off of the Buccaneers, and so they look like they're unbeatable as they always do. And so like, now is the time for them to have that lapsing Kansas City game where it's like, why are they looking like ass all of a sudden?
I did pick the Raiders to win a division, so I guess I should pick them now.
Oh, that's not happening. I give up on that. I'm just saying for week five.
When we get to the quarter season report, I got some things to say. I'll go Vegas also. Actually, no, I'll go Chiefs because you guys both with Raiders. Mix it up. All right.
No, I'm going Chiefs.
You're going Chiefs?
I'll go Chiefs, yeah.
All right, put pen to paper so it's permanent.
Davon don't know what he's doing.
Hey, I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit. score. What you guys got for score? I'm going to go 35-24.
I got Vegas 28 and Kansas City 42.
Vegas 19, Kansas City 14.
Oh my gosh. Low scoring game, huh?
19-14.
All right.
Bet that under.
You guys need a break real quick? Did you want to keep powering through?
Let's just power through.
Yeah,
we got a couple more topics, and I'll be ready to be done.
All right. Well, I got the quarter season reports. As you remember, we did some predictions at the beginning of the season. We're a quarter way through, so I did want to go ahead and bring this back up with you guys real quick. See if you wanted to make – I will allow if we can make one change to each of our predictions. We'll just stick with divisions for right now. No need to go through the MVPs and all of that. We can start off with the AFC West now. Oh, wait, did I have mine open? Where's mine? Hold on.
Oh, you bringing up receipts. Oh, shit. Okay.
Got receipts, fam. All right. So, for the AFC West, Drake, you had the Chargers. Jay, you had the Chargers as well. I had the Raiders, and we can go ahead and start off. That's my one pick. I would like to change that to the Chiefs. Very wrong about them. Very, very wrong.
Well, I'll have you know I'm sticking with the Chargers.
Sticking with the Chargers, Drake?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
It's not a bad pick. Not a bad pick. On to the AFCs. We all picked the Bills. Does anyone feel like changing? All right.
Maybe, if anything, it's stronger.
Maybe if Tua's head was still intact, but like, no. Oh,
too soon.
What a thing to say.
Yo, you know that Mike McDaniel's black?
But yeah,
he's half. He was the Rooney Rule. You didn't know that?
Yeah, he is. They specifically hired him, and then like when everyone said "what about black people," they said, "Oh, he's half black." Did you not know that?
They found a 3% of nigga in him, and they decided that was going to be the Rooney Rule. I love the NFL sometimes.
I'm convinced they just made him in a lab, put on a spray tan, and they were like, "Boom,
dude." Yeah, this guy's not. He's passing for white, and like you would never know. And they said, "Oh yeah, he has some black in him or something like that."
His name's Mike McDaniel.
All right,
one of the whitest names of all time.
We know one of those. AFC North.
Yeah.
I had the Steelers. Still, I'm going to stick with the Steelers. Drake, you had the Ravens. What? I can't see you changing that.
Why did you still think the Steelers? Oh my god!
I already used my one change, so I can't change anything.
I know, but you should have waited.
No. I knew here's the thing. The Steelers may have a way more shot at winning the division than the Raiders ever will have at winning the division at this point. They are not a good team. I was completely wrong about them. Are you changing? Jay, you said the Steelers. Would you like to use your one change?
Yeah, I should change here as much as I.
I know I. It. You have another change that you might want to make.
No, I'm not changing the Colts. Yeah, all right. I'm gonna change this one, and I'm gonna change it to the Ravens.
Ooh,
I think the Ravens are gonna get it.
You think so? I wouldn't have been surprised if he had said the Bengals.
No, I kind of believe in that like Super Bowl loser curse.
It is a little bit. I mean, they got to bounce back. They got a tough schedule they got to fight against. next we got the AFC South. Me and Drake both said the Jaguars, and so far that's looking like a good pick.
It's looking pretty good.
You picked the Colts. Yeah. That's looking like a bad pick. And
you're sticking with it.
You got to.
You have no choice.
NFC East, we both said the Eagles. Me and you, Jay, that's looking good. But Drake, you said the Giants, and that's not looking too far off either. Here's a good thing. Yeah. Nobody said the Commanders, so there we go. We were all right on that.
We don't have any idiots. Good job.
that's how you know we're a good podcast over here, all right? We knew, all right? Even after that week one, you heard the tone of my voice. I didn't sound too excited. I sounded like they've changed a little bit, you know? It looked all right, but I knew it was coming. Next, NFC West. Drake, you said the Seahawks, and it sounded crazy at the time, but that whole division is 2-2-2. I'm sorry, 2-2 right now.
Literally, they're all 2-2.
All of them are 500 right now, so... who did I say? I said the Rams. Jay, you said the Rams. Drake, you like to ride with the Seahawks still?
I mean, I don't see any progress in any of them, so it's hard to decipher if I should change. I think in the long run, I don't think the Seattle's got it. How many other divisions do we have to go through?
We did NFC West. We got the North, NFC North, and NFC South. We all picked NFC South. We all picked the Buccaneers for the NFC South. Drake, you said the Vikings for the NFC North. Jay, you said the Lions for the NFC North. And I said the
Still
Packers.
Still going to happen.
And then NFC South, like I said, we all said Bucks. So any changes you'd like to make, Drake?
So this is for NFC West. Yeah, I really don't feel any type of way towards any of them. But since we all used our changes, I guess I'll change from Seattle to... Damn, this is hard. I don't believe in any of them.
It's a very tough division to pick.
It really is.
It's funny because NFC West and East are really hard divisions. Like, literally, it's quite grueling in those divisions.
It's between three teams in NFC East.
Right.
Every year.
It's three options.
It's to the last game.
No, we're fighting with the Commanders are fighting for number one pick.
Overall.
Overall.
Our number two pick recently, or their number two pick recently, was a bust.
He's still not ready yet, apparently, from that ACL injury. I keep seeing his
I don't
big,
even care.
Dumb
he's
ass
no
on
good when he comes back. It doesn't matter.
He ain't doing nothing now because that statue's still coaching. What you got, Drake? Who you changing?
Damn. I guess I'll go with San Fran.
San Fran?
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. That's a good choice. They really well could win the division. All right. Quarter season's up. We're quarter way through. Things ain't looking like how we thought, but for the most part, nothing looks too crazy. Buccaneers, I still got the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. Worried about that. All right. Let's move on to some NBA topics. I got right here. As you know, the NBA season is coming up. Jay, were you interested in, not this week or maybe next week, doing an energy drink? You could do it too. NBA preview, just quick NBA preview podcast. Not too long.
Well, we could on next Tuesday.
Maybe next, like, because we can still do a regular episode, but then maybe, like, on a Wednesday or something. That's, like, a 30-minute episode running through the East and the West.
We can figure it out.
But what I have right here is some GM predictions. The NBA does this every year where they ask the GMs what they think, who they think will be winning, and all things like that. So, do I have the right pages up? Yeah, I do. We'll start with who everyone thinks will be MVP. Can you guys guess who they got number one on the list? 48% of GMs picked this.
Is it Giannis?
No, he was number two.
It is. Oh, yeah, I think it might be.
I know my second guess.
Luka.
Yeah, that was gonna be my second.
It is indeed Luka Doncic. 48% of NBA GMs think he will win the Kia MVP award. I don't want to do this if you're starting a franchise one. Okay, we can go off who they think the best player is. Best point guard. 72% said this answer.
Best point guard? Steph Curry.
Yeah, Curry.
Wrong. No, I'm playing with Steph Curry, 72%. Luka Doncic came in at number two, 14%. Chris Paul at number three at 10%.
You think Chris Paul's ever gonna win?
No, he missed a shot.
Not unless LeBron buys the Suns and goes to the Suns.
Takes his son there, takes Bronny there. That's how they fix it. That's what LeBron's been doing this whole time.
He's gonna rename it the Suns.
Oh my god! You know what's funny is he is that corny that he would do it too.
He is that level of corny.
The Phoenix Suns, James. best shooting guard. 45% said this answer.
45% says the best shooting guard. It's not a. Is it Eastern or Western Conference?
He's in the Western Conference.
Is it Kawhi?
No. Drake?
I do not know.
It would be none other than Devin Booker.
He's so overrated, bro.
I knew you were going to say that. And I would have argued last year, but I might be with you this year.
So overrated.
He fell victim to the Kobe curse. He fell victim to the Kobe curse.
I'd rather have Jaylen Brown than fucking Devin Booker. No bullshit.
Best small forward. Oh.
Best small forward. This is where it gets so hard because, like, who is even a small forward?
Yeah, that's where I'm.
Is it KD? Is it KD?
45% of GM say Kevin Durant is the best small forward in the NBA.
Kevin Durant.
Jason Tatum was number 2, Luka's 3, and LeBron was at 4. Kawhi was at 5. Only 3% pick Kawhi.
See, out of all those guys they just named, the only one I would put him in front of is like KD in front of is like maybe Jason Tatum. And I'm not even sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Power forward.
Yeah, I'd put Jason Tatum.
Huh? Go ahead, Jay. What were you about to say?
He got swept. By Jason Tatum.
First like, round.
Yeah, first round.
First round, he like, was out of
head. Still the best, whatever.
And they limited him. They shut him down. Mm-hmm. Next, best power forward.
Best power forward.
86%. This one was
got to be Giannis. Got to be Giannis.
Yeah.
It is none other than the Greek Freak himself, 86%. Number 2 is LeBron at 10%. KD snuck in there at 3% as well for power forward. Best
wild
center. Right? Now, I'm going to say 79%.
This is actually a tough one.
Oh, you think it's tough? Because it's 79% of GMs.
What? Damn, I can't remember this guy's name. The big guy that plays for the Nuggets, I think.
Yeah, Jokic.
Jokic.
Indeed, Nikola Jokic, 79% say he is the best.
And Embiid's the other 29? Embiid's got to be the other 29.
Embiid's 17%, Giannis 3%.
Okay. Oh, doesn't add up to 100%.
Doesn't add up fully. And then last year, Jokic had it by 63%. Team that they think everyone – team that will win the 2023 finals.
I got the Bucks, so I'm saying the Bucks.
Great.
That's a good one. I'm going to go with the Bucks. I think they got it. They're a strong team.
43% of GMs agree. The Bucks will win the finals. 25% think the Warriors. 21% think the Clippers, who I got. And 11% think the Boston Celtics. Now,
the Clippers are a scary team. They're just complete unknown.
They are, because Kawhi's back, Paul George is back, and John Wall has been added. I'm telling you, that's going to be a strong team. I got
John Wall's a menace. This guy's a menace. He's going to go off.
I believe so. Now, for reference, last year, the Brooklyn Nets were chosen at 72%. This year, they're not even in the top 5. Quite the fall off.
My gosh.
Quite the fall off from grace.
Is it all because of that sweep?
Has to be.
They have Ben Simmons, too, who it's like, we don't even know if he'll back on his back.
Have you seen his new perform ugly-ass jump shot?
No.
It's worse than it was before.
Ben Simmons jump shots?
I happened to see it in a preseason game, which, by the way, I guess we're keeping stats for preseason games now, and everyone's making a big deal about that.
I've been seeing that. I've been into these preseason games. Since when?
LeBron went 0-7. I said, what did he play, a quarter of basketball? Not even that?
Probably shooting left-handed.
Yeah, like, I've never even thought about a preseason stat a day in my life. These guys are just trying to find anything. There's some interesting questions on here. If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be? And this was
the top two are going to be Luka and Giannis. So I'm going to start with Luka. Luka's number one.
Ooh, no. Luka was number 2 at 45%. Giannis was number 1 at 55%.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's got to be Giannis. Oh, where's Giannis?
He couldn't handle it.
He said, I don't think Salatin, so.
My white brethren, and putting us down.
You will pay.
Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments?
I would go with Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, 52%. Which player is most likely to have a breakout season? I don't think you guys would even. Well, you might get this.
Breakout season? Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Would not have guessed.
Cade coming in.
Wow, they're still relevant?
Well, they got Donovan Mitchell. Up, oh, is Jay back? It's loading in for him. Yep. Back in?
Here I am. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you by telling you that your white brethren was placed behind Giannis, but you didn't have to leave the podcast. Right,
no, I know, right? I know.
He was triggered.
I was telling him, I've read a few more. Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments?
I'd go Luka. That could be Steph Curry. It could be Steph Curry.
Steph Curry at 52%. Luka was 7%, tied for 4th with Joel Embiid. And Giannis was tied for second with Nikola Jokic. We did best point guards. Which team made the best overall moves this offseason?
I would say the Clippers. I think that John Wall.
Yeah, I'd say the Clippers. No,
it would be the Cleveland Cavaliers. 41% of GMs like what Cleveland did. And
I can see that.
In a three-way tie.
The Jazz.
I was going to say a three-way tie for second is the Jazz, Philly, and Minnesota.
Minnesota. I was going to say Minnesota is a joke because they made an awful, awful trade. Oh, it's going to end up being an all-time bad trade.
The Twin Towers?
They traded away everything they got and their mother for Rudy Gobert.
The man that started COVID, and they got him now in Minnesota. Yeah. Which one player will make the biggest impact? Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact?
I'm going to go with Malcolm Brogdon.
No, but he is on a list. And it's weird you said his name. It would be Donovan Mitchell to the Cleveland Cavaliers. 59%. Okay. And 31% think it's Rudy Gobert, who you just shit on. 7% seem to think Jalen Brunson is the best acquisition to the New York Knicks. And P.J. Tucker to... Who the fuck said P.J. Tucker? Well, no, P.J. Tucker to Philly. That actually could help. Most underrated player acquisition.
Dude, that guy's everywhere. He's on like every team. P.J. Tucker, literally.
Most underrated.
My gosh.
Or Brogdon. Tucker or Brogdon.
It would be Malcolm Brogdon, 28% for Boston. I agree. Most underrated player. Run through a couple more of these. Which team will be the most improved in 2021-22?
I guess Cleveland.
Most improved?
They're number two.
It's tough. I'm going with like Tyler Hero.
Most improved team. Sorry, most improved team.
Oh, most improved team? Oh, okay. The Nugs.
No, they're not on the list. That's a good answer, though, because you're right. Jamal Murray back, Michael Porter back, they should be on this list. I kind of do agree with you. They selected the L.A. Clippers, 41%. Two-way tie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Two-way tie between Cleveland and the Pelicans, 17%, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, 10%. Also receiving some votes with the Nets, Detroit, Portland Trailblazers, Sacramento Kings, and the Sacramento Kings.
They're
bad
forever.
I don't know. They're
eternity.
Bad for so many years that someone should be arrested for how long they have the longest playoff drought, not in basketball, in American sports.
Isn't it over like 25 years?
Make Davon the mayor of Sacktown. He was sending sports figures to prison immediately. It's like a 20-62 record. You go to prison immediately.
Oh, I'm coming through. Like, we got to fix this up, guys. This is ridiculous, all right? The Wizards
later.
Make the playoffs, man. We got to make a playoff at least at an 8 seed in a play-in year. There's a play-in game. They added two more spots for us to get in, and you can't even get in? Oh, no.
I wonder how that feels to be on that team. Like, when you know, like, this team ain't going anywhere, and it hasn't been anywhere.
It's just signing
it's
a check.
It's called collecting a check, yeah.
Same way we show to work, that's what they do. Let's go in here and get this game over with, guys. You know we're going to lose. Who won Rookie of the Year? 79% agree with this.
Rookie of the Year? I'm going to go with Paolo Banchero.
Correctamundo, 79%, since Chet Holmgren is out. They agree it's Paolo Banchero. They also think he'll be the best player in 5 years.
Anthony Edwards. Hope you hear that one.
Have you seen anything about this Victor
Wembanyama?
Yeah. Have you seen anything on him?
Wembanyama?
Yeah. You seen any of his highlights?
Yeah, he looks nice. If he can, like, you know, not break apart of the joints.
Yeah, those skinny guys, they are very... I think they're going to
look like...
Break
look, like,
time.
Look like Chet Holmgren, who ironically looks the opposite of Mike Holmgren.
Well, he took not a vicious hit, but he took one of those first like real run-ins from LeBron. That's what kind of. But also, I heard that court that they were playing on was absolutely horrible. I don't know. I'm excited for NBA. How do you feel about NBA coming up this year, John?
I'm always excited for the NBA, but I'm in like football mode, and like I come back in a month, and I'll still be in football mode, and I'll be like really able to get into football like I usually do. So.
I'm in football mode, but understand when basketball happens. It's Nino Drake. I told you this. the 10 leggers are going to be an everyday thing, goddamn near. I mean, come on. NBA is where I can get the more 10 leggers than NBA.
Just make it four legs.
Four for legs. The NBA?
A couple stats here and there.
What? For the NBA?
I believe in you.
I believe you. That's why you got to believe in the 10 leggers, man. You gotta trust the 10 leggers. NBA 10 leggers, I hit more.
You. I don't believe in you.
I hit more, like, more high leggers. Because the NBA, like, the multiple leggers, they're, like, easy kind of to get. Because you're like, all right, we know this guy's going to get this for you.
Easy to get.
They're more easier than the NFL, where it's like, all right.
Well, he says.
Allen Robinson is not getting thrown the ball, so I guess he's not going to get his yards. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'll tell you what's a scary pick. The spread in NBA, rough. Because anything could happen at any given time. And even though the team could
win,
they could all of a sudden rattle off 5 points with 16 seconds left to go and fuck the spread up. So get ready for those 10 leggers when I start reading them off. We didn't do a 3-game parlay. We missed our 3-leg parlay last week. You took the under.
I mean, it's a parlay. I don't expect us to ever win.
I mean, I hit, you know, I hit my parlay, you know. I hit the one. I hit a 3-leg parlay that was pretty nice. I hit a lot of bets this week, and I'm not trying to brag because I was shocked. But
you are.
I was, man. I went 6-2. Could have went.
I wish I was you, man. My week sucked.
I felt for you, Jay. I felt for you, Jay. I really did. And I don't want to feel for you this week, so I'm gonna try to convince you out of that Chicago Bears pick as hard as I can.
The Bears.
Please don't bet on Justin Fields, man. He looked absolutely horrible. Yeah. Well, like we always say and how we always end the episode, please make sure you follow us on Instagram. Drake, are you doing anything? Well, no, never mind. I'm busy Friday. I was going to say we do a Friday episode, but I did want to discuss some trailers and some movie topics at some point. There's a movie out that I guess we're homophobic for not seeing. I wanted to talk about later on. But
oh, really? What is it?
Have you heard of the movie The Boys or Bros? So you've seen advertisement for this? Because I've never seen advertisement for this.
I've only seen the poster.
I've seen a couple advertisements for it.
Here's how I found about it.
It's with Billy on the street. Billy on the street's in it.
I saw a New York Times post that basically said men are homophobic for not seeing this movie. And I was like, whoa! I knew nothing about this movie. Wait a minute. What's it about? Calm down. They just can't wait to throw that tag on us. But a couple other things. A couple
trailers.
You know
what's kind of funny? It's like if you don't want to go see the movie, you're homophobic. But like, if you actively like, oh, I want to see that movie so bad, it's like, you're definitely gay. Yeah. So it's like, you can't just be like a normal statement and have any sort of relationship with this movie.
Would it be
opinion?
All right, real question.
Is a bad one.
I don't normally ask these. Would you take a girl to see Bros? Would it be weird?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's
I need so
question.
Much more context. This is a first date because, like, what kind of psychopath takes on? I'm like,
dude, you can't take a girl you're starting out on a date on a gay movie. Like,
yeah, you could go see like the first like well-known gay rom-com of all time on your first date. It's
okay,
like,
just had to make sure because I think the same thing as you guys. It's not a first date. I was gonna take somebody to the movies, not a first date, but I was like, that could be weird.
That's definitely weird. Like, even you're going to get judged really hard because you're saying, hey, babe, let's go watch this movie I've really been hearing and really want to watch. And when you're watching it, you see all this homoerotic stuff and you'll be like, yeah, this is a good movie. So the girl's going to judge you. That's a fact.
So I'm not homophobic because I had that whole battle in my head, man.
No, you are.
I had a homophobic thought. Okay, so I guess I still am. Damn. Well, what I gotta do?
Oops.
So
what's up? I heard
so Aaron. What I'm hearing from my guy in the back is that this movie is more geared towards gays who want rom-coms because gays
so then it's not promoted for me.
Yeah, it's not for
you're
you.
You're not the target audience.
So then why that's am I getting called a homophobe?
That's why that article's funny. That's why the article's funny is because it leaves no room for the normal straight male who happens to come across this movie. It's like you can't have any sort of relationship with this movie unless you're certainly gay or you're a complete homophobe. Like
it's one or the other.
One or the other.
And I saw a bunch of celebs like begging people, please go see it in the movies. Please go see it to get the box office numbers up. Which maybe it's not a good movie. You didn't even think about that. Maybe it sucks.
It's like, what? Are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me the gays can't get the box numbers up on their own? That's kind of condescending.
They should be able to. I mean, gosh, they yeah. take over Pride Day and
are their views less valuable than mine?
Are their dollars worth less?
That sounds a little homophobic to me.
They dominate the streets.
That's with weird. Their parents.
I don't know, man. Well, that's a couple of things we can talk about. We'll figure out another day to do another podcast. But until then, like we always say, how we always end the episode, we hope you liked it. We hope you loved it. If not, it's two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. We out.
Da Bears.
Peace.
Free Brittany
Good luck Griner. To the Bears.
Free Brittany Griner.